This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop here on The Rock, and right now I'm talking with Mike. Oh, let me get this right. Schleibaum?
Dude, that was great. You nailed
it. Yes. All right. Mike Schleibaum from a band that we know as Darkest Hour, man. They're coming back to town Tuesday, March 19th at El Corazon with I Am, with Filth Is Eternal and Somnuri. They have a new album, Perpetual Terminal, out from Monarch Heavy. Welcome back, man. How are you doing?
I'm great. What up, Pacific Northwest? How you doing?
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude, we want to come back. This is far. I'm not going to lie. It's like a long drive to get to you, but we are coming. So I'm basically here to celebrate that. We can celebrate the new record, but let's just celebrate another reason to finally come back to Seattle, because I love it.
You've been here over the years. I mean, I probably seen you guys so many times, and it's always a blast, dude. You guys are a party.
Oh my God. I have been coming to Seattle ever since I first started touring America. And it was always like the coolest just experience, you know. And over the years, we've just become to really love the people we've met up there, and even in Portland, you know, and in Vancouver. We recorded two records in Vancouver. So
really?
We spent a lot of time. Yep. Both Deliver Us and Undoing Room were recorded in Vancouver. So, you know, we love it up there. Just the air, just the feel, everything. It's so connected to those records and some of the lyrics and some of the vibe that it's like whenever we get up to your area, I just like, the feeling of the air reminds me, you know, the smells remind me of making both those records, which I know, you know, people who love the band love or whatever. So it's cool. It's kind of a unique experience for sure.
That's cool, man. Who did you record with?
I don't know if you ever heard of him. This dude named Devin fucking Townsend.
Oh, dude, I should have done my research. That's amazing. Okay.
No, but I just like got to give him that intro.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. He's a world famous, awesome, fucking badass dude and insane wizard Jedi shredder. Can't believe he gave us his presence for those two records, and we're forever grateful. And the sound of those records is forever tied to his soul, because you can hear him up in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
So,
up in Vancouver.
What? I mean, I know the dude's music. I've interviewed him a couple times. Like you said, he's hilarious. He's a wizard. What's it like working with him? Like day to day, you know, he's got
incredible.
Yeah.
He's everything. He's everything. He has the drive. He has the humor. He has the work ethic that's longer than yours. He has the passion. He's literally the brightest, one of the brightest flames we've ever been around creatively. And just to get to warm it by it for a minute, you know, it's been inspiring for a decade plus, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe not 2000s. To Deliver Us comes out, you know, a long time, man.
Yeah,
a decade plus, but maybe not two decades. Devin is the man. He's killer, and just to see him play guitar is sick, let alone sing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So you know, I got 2017 was the last time we heard a new album from you guys. Did you guys take a little bit of a break from doing Darkest Hour full time? I mean, you guys were still playing.
Not at all. Actually, people ask me that. I think the first thing we did is when 2017 hit and we put out Godless Prophets, we were like, mic drop, that was sick. Later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that we broke up, but we thought it was perfect, a Darkest Hour record. And we were
magnum
like,
magnum opus.
Now we're going to take it. We'll take it to the streets. And then, you know, it was the reaction was okay. You know what I mean? We were surviving. We were out there touring. We were out there doing our thing. And then after about 2 years of that, we started to think, or not even, about two plus years after that, we started to think, man, maybe we should make singles. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. Who knows? You know, and then boom, the pandemic, right? Then everything shifted. Everybody's focus shifted. Everything got harder, got slower. Then we sort of just had to start over. right? And we were like, so not disorganized, but just like been through it after the pandemic, that once, you know, once we tried to play little shows all through it. Mm-hmm. And then once we got to the chance where we could full on tour, we put together the Deliver Us anniversary tour and did that just because we were like, man, we got to get out. We missed this so much. And then after we did that, we realized, okay, now we need to get this record done, you know? And I love when people are like, they're back. Cause I'm like, we never went anywhere, but whatever we did to make you think we're back, we're fucking back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whatever it takes to make people feel like this is, you know, our time, you know, I'm good with it because we've been here, you know, the same sounding band, although we've had our twists and turns, you know, throughout almost a 30-year existence. And I'm going to say that this fucking album is modern. When you check it out, it is not a fucking 30-year-old band making a band for the first time in Pro Tools, man. You know, making an album for the first time in Pro Tools. This is a band that grew up before the internet, then embraced recording on a computer, now is over here now, you know what I mean? And we're surrounded by some of the best guitar players in the world on some of these tours we're doing. Mm-hmm. And so it's not like we're saying that's us. We're just saying that we've been around some sick ass shit, and now this record is us throwing down, and I'm pretty proud of it. And I don't think anything about it is like kind of not modern. And I think there's something special about that, you know?
Well, I mean, you said it, dude, like that being around so many shredders has got to make you like kind of step up and be like, all right, let's go.
Well, I mean, some people you're never going to get better than, man, you know, and I think one thing Devin, one thing Devin will teach you is that he is not into guitar as sport, period. Mm-hmm. He'll play bass while y'all want to geek off, you know what I mean? And he won't play that game, which I get, you know, but also I love guitar. So I just want to go, you know, when we toured with In Flames, I just wanted to be off in those guys' business. You know what I mean? We just toured with Exodus. I'm off with those guys too, because I want to know. I'm like addicted to this. I love it. I'm a fan as much as anyone. And so I think there's a part of that, you know what I mean? That like, me and Nico, who's been playing in the band and is on this new record on guitar, we're both just addicted to being around guitar and learning new techniques. We were just on tour with Fit for an Autopsy, learning the new in Undeath, learning the new little pick scrapes and the new little things that all the slam death metal bands do. Yes. And, you know, we're into that. You know what I mean? Just because we love to learn. And so I think that's also part of it, is that once you come at it like that, mm-hmm. you just immediately can relate to people that are feel that way. And, you know, it's just a good place to be creatively, because you can just automatically get new fodder in every direction.
That's rad, man. It's like, yes, dude, the inspiration. That's rad, man. So this new album, it's on Monarch Heavy. Filth is Eternal, mm-hmm. Seattle band. They're on Monarch Heavy. Escuela Grind on Monarch Heavy. I mean, your label mates with Zach Wilde. It's crazy. A Crowbar, you know, you guys have been on a number of different rad labels. Why did the teaming with Monarch Heavy make sense? And what, why?
Well,
why
Monarch Heavy? We've done a lot of we have been on a lot of record labels. Okay. Sure. And we've done a lot of more DIY kind of things in the past. Like our last full length Godless Prophets was crowdfunded and then, upstreamed and, you know, distributed by Southern Lord, and then and then on this new record we actually started a Patreon right before the pandemic hit, and that funded the creation of the record most of the way. Cool. and we were like, after we had done a live stream and a live record and just re-found our bearing with the whole Patreon helping us survive, which, by the way, if anyone's into that, we have a Patreon where we do a bunch of cool little extra digital audio. Nice. Send people products. We're sending them all a exclusive special version of the album that you can only get from us type thing. Nice. You know what I mean? But we were like, record label.
Yeah.
No way.
No reason.
No reason. But then something happened, which is that you're looking at a band that's also, like I mentioned, we're pretty DIY. Like, I manage the band with the help of a couple other people who work for the band. And, you know, the other guys are pretty involved too. And we started to realize, like, man, we got to like pack all this shit up all the time and put them in boxes and ship them to people and get everything everywhere. We're like, no way, man. No, we can't do that. So we need to get help. So what we did is we weren't even looking for anyone, by the way. A good old friend of ours, his name's Carl. He works at the record label. He actually, a lot of our old friends work at Monarch. A lot of them used to work at this record label called E1. Yeah. So the thing is, since I am so involved with the band's management and have been for a long time, I knew all these people by name. So they started knocking like, hey, what are you guys doing? Really like how you guys have sort of just rebranded yourself, how you're just surviving over here in a corner. Do you want some help? And then we were like, nope. And they were like, well, why not? I was like, because we don't trust anybody. We just want to do it all ourselves. And then they just kept saying, well, what if you did this? What if you did that? And it was really like a friendly approach to like, these are good ideas. And what they bring to the table now that we signed is a very Sheen like ability for us to amplify what we're doing way past our little Patreon, way past our little social media bubble, you know, because they have a huge reach and they have a huge team. Yeah. So in the end, they presented us with this perfect opportunity to contain, like, we still have our Patreon. We still do everything on there, you know, release all sorts of wild that back in the day you could never do in a traditional record deal.
You were exclusive.
And MNRK is all about it. And so, interestingly enough, when it came time to put together the headlining tour, we always, you know, in the past, we would take out every young up and comer, and they would be Norma Jean, Amir, you know what I mean? Whitechapel, Himsa, you know, A Life Once Lost. I mean, all these bands opened up for Darkest Hour. I mean, and they all went on to get super awesome, mega metalcore famous or whatever, and good for them. And so at some point, we started also touring with the same bands for a while and sort of like pairing up with bands that were sort of the same age, doing the support thing. And so this time around, we're like, you know what? The through line between this record and what's happening is MNRK. Look, they have some pretty good bands. And so when we went to them with the idea of like, yo, let's launch the record, you know, and it wasn't them, like, we went to them with the idea like, let's launch the record with a tour that is just sort of like blows it out and bring a bunch of your bands that are hungry, you know what I mean? Oh. And we definitely also looked at Escuela Grime, but they're out there keeping super busy doing their thing. Yeah. So they're blazing their own path, but there's no shortage of awesome MNRK bands. So we found a bunch, and they're on the tour, and we're stoked to get to hang with them. And we're stoked to go out there and just carry on tradition, which is to continue to do what we do, which is put out albums and go on tour with like awesome new bands. You know, at the same time, we also just did a tour with Undeath, Exodus, and Fit for an Autopsy, all bands who've been slinging for a long time. So we ain't afraid to also do that either.
That's cool, man. That's awesome. So you guys are well known for tour shenanigans. You guys put out a DVD of, you know, Wild. It was
when you could put out DVD.
Yeah. Jackass on the Road. Have you guys slowed down a bit, or are you guys still pretty rambunctious?
No, but first of all, we're way smarter about not doing it on video.
Okay.
Because like, man, this we do now is way fucking crazier. We like to get rowdy and get them crazy. And I think back in the day, you know, there was a level of insanity that definitely eclipsed our attention to the concert. That doesn't exist anymore. We're definitely more focused on like getting to the show, load in, sound check, set up. There's a meet and greet, getting the merch together, doing it like for real. Yeah. Back in the day, it was definitely like, oh, what time do we play? 9:30? We got all day. Yeah. Let's go down the French Quarter. Let's go down the French Quarter and drink like a load of hand grenades and have Mike drive us because he doesn't drink type. Nah, definitely times have changed. But, you know, part of why we love this life so much is we do like to wild out. So we do enjoy getting loud, getting, you know, up in everyone's business and being just like everybody else who gets rowdy on a Saturday night. We just try not to do it on video all the time.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you're a cat guy. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. This is my, I don't know, for anybody who can see the interview, this is my cat, Jet. She is the official Darkest Hour cat. And she's awesome. Her story is amazing. During the pandemic, she just showed up.
Really?
She's a pandemic cat. She might have been, I don't know, somewhere, because she's very, very friendly. And she has never put like her mouth on me or her claws on me. But she just showed up. We had two other cats at the time, and they were not having it. Mm-hmm. They were like, you're not coming in here. But she just started living in the studio garage out here. Like, it's full of flight cases. And gear, dude, the garage here at the studio is so full of flight cases. I didn't really even know she was in there for a minute, you know? And eventually, once we realized she was in there and it was too cold, we let her in the, you know, I was resistant to let her in the dojo because I didn't really want to make this a cat area because some people are allergic.
Sure.
But she just claimed it. And then the other cats are no longer with us, sadly. And so she just became the only cat. And now she's super friendly. As you can see, it's really cold here, so she has nowhere to. She's usually an outdoor cat where she goes in and out all day, hunts all night. You know, I've never had a cat like this that is like free. You know what I mean? Like, she came to us. We've taken her to the vet, but she can leave whenever she wants and comes back, and she chooses to be right here. You know what I mean?
Amazing. What's up, Jet? Awesome. Okay, so I'm
curious. She's heard a lot of bad Darkest Hour. You know what I mean? A lot of.
So you're in this. Is this your studio or where you guys practice? Is this your home or?
Well, this is my home. This is my studio, and this is occasionally where we practice.
Nice.
We do several types of practices. The first time we get together, we like to keep it just sort of real old school. Like, yeah. I mean, just us in the room, just kind of, you know, somewhere comfortable, right? And then we usually do that for a day or two before the tour. Everybody's super prepared, you know, and then we'll do a day of where we'll take all the gear, everything to a club or somewhere, set it up, make sure everything works, make sure the sound guy, lights are good, you know, and then we're kind of like fully ready to do a show. But also, when we flew to Tokyo, we just showed up. We had two pads and two sticks and two little practice amps, and we went in the back, and that was band practice. But, you know, like I said, everybody plays a lot and really knows what they're supposed to play, really lives on these songs. So it's not that hard for us to be able to be like, let's go, you know.
Nice. I'm always curious about, you know, at the level, you know, not at the level of like a Metallica where you're playing stadiums or something, but you guys are well established and, like, you know, people love you guys. You can tour and put out music on your own terms and whatnot. But, you know, I'm always curious, do you have like a side hustle? Or you're in management, so you manage your band. Do you have a day job, or is music your full-time thing?
Well, the side hustle exists. I mean, for me, my story is unique, just like everyone in my band's story is unique, how they make this lifestyle work, you know.
Yeah.
For me, I do the band. I also have done a bunch of other music on the side. I produce bands. I record bands.
Yeah.
I'll track them sometimes here. I'll track them sometimes at studios around town and just do piecemeal work here or there. You know what I mean? I have an endorsement deal with ESP where I get a little income from that. I have another band I do that's called Be Well. That's also on Equal Vision, that tours a little bit. And all that stuff combined with, you know, my hustle here with Darkest Hour kind of like has kept me like singularly focused lately. But over my entire career with the band, I've had every type of job, from mentoring at School of Rock to cleaning up toilets at the Black Cat to, you know, everything in the middle. You know what I mean? But I'm lucky enough to say that now where I'm at, my past musical endeavors, my past publishing, my you know, things that I've got set up, you know, money while you sleep situation allows me to be creative enough that I can spend time with you promoting awesome. This new album that I love, you know.
And so it's all music related. It's all singularly focused. It might not. Yeah, I mean, you have the side project and you have, you know, other things, but it's all music.
Definitely. All for sure. For sure. Awesome. And, you know, the other guys vary. Like our singer, John's done everything from like drive other bands on tour in a van. He's over there in Munich sometimes. He'll guest star on people's records. You know right. what I mean? Our bass player, Aaron, he works at a record store, which he loves because he's the sickest record collector. He basically, I think he just works there to just get hooked up.
That's you know what I mean? Right.
Also, he runs a really sick, lucrative guitar. I shouldn't even say it.
Okay.
He runs a guitar repair setup situation in Virginia. Mulker is, he's got guitar cases coming out wherever over there. He's got a bunch of my guitars. I'm still waiting for him to fix. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to hire him to do that. And our drummer, Travis, man, he's insane. He does a bunch of session work online. He puts out his own records. He has a home studio too, and he's just real focused on playing and producing stuff every day. You know, he also does a bunch of YouTube content. I know a little bit of that. And then our other guitar player, Nico, he's guested in other bands, toured with other bands. You know what I mean? He goes and does software guitar stuff and all sorts of crazy hookups he's got in Nashville. He teaches lessons. You know what I mean? Like, my situation's unique because I'm able to focus on just a few things, you know, but I've definitely had my part of the story where I've also had to jump around, and we're all kind of like that. But to be able to say like, yo, we're going on tour from February 29th to April 6th, drop everything, let's do this. You got to be able to have a life that's really focused on making this musical adventure the forefront of it. And definitely all of us have agreed on that for sure.
It's awesome, man. Well, you know, you're living the dream 30 years, almost 30 years, excuse me, almost 30 years in, and you have a new record on the way, Perpetual Terminal, out February 23rd. You're going to be coming back to town Tuesday, March 19th at El Corazon with I Am, Filth Is Eternal, and Somnuri. Congratulations on everything, man. We look forward to the record. My last question for you, dude, if you can show us, please do, but at least pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Oh God, a scar on my body that I can show on this thing. I don't know if you can see it. I mean, I actually have a scar right above my left. Well, I guess my left eyebrow right here.
Okay.
Kind of crazy. Oh, actually, and I do have a scar right here on my nose, which has gone away. But the scar on my eyebrow, that's a sick story. When I was a kid, nobody knew how to skateboard, but we all had these badass Vision Gators. Like, everybody had six skateboards because the mall had a badass skate shop, but nobody, like, we didn't really have VHSs, and we didn't, you know. And so for a minute, we all thought that you were supposed to go on your stomach and ride face first.
Okay.
And, you know, I learned the hard way that that is really painful when you fall off. So I've been hit my face when I was a kid, tore up my whole face, went to the hospital. Whole thing, still got that scar right here. But then, man, this scar on my nose is morphed up because it's kind of gone away. But when the light hits it, you can really see it. Mm-hmm. And that was just from my cat, Alex. Just f***ed up. I was just sleeping, and he was like over here, and he's super fat towards the end. And I just like picked him up because he was like on me. And as I did this, his leg went down and just like just cut my nose and not with you. Up the money maker, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Damn it, Alex.
R.I.P. though.
R.I.P. Yeah. New Darkest Hour, Perpetual Terminal. Any final words for the Northwest audience before we see you in March?
Man, we are coming to El Corazon. That's like family. Yep. Seattle. This is not a return. This is a celebration. You know what I'm saying? Like, we love to get up there. There was a time recently where it was snowed out in this pass. We couldn't drive up there. Man, it is not close to get all this there to rock with you all, but we love it so much that we can't wait to do it. And we hope that you all can take some time out of your lives and come down and party with us and celebrate life and heavy metal and this new album. Because, man, it'll all be over soon, no matter what you do. And you better enjoy it while you got it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So get out there and get in the pit, take some hits, live a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Tuesday, March 19th. We'll see you, man. Dude, thank you so much for taking the time, man.
Yeah, I'll see you down. I'll see you down there. You got to go now.
Oh, I'm going. I'll see you there, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, man. For real.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.